when that comes across, like, bam, your trip is up, like, you're not sitting there like, it's like, oh, it's not finding the address, and it's like right there.
Yeah, back when I started, back in the days where we had abacuses and.
Abacuses.
Justin don't know what that is.
It's early math.
Hi, Dave here from Continental Express. Welcome to our podcast series where we're going to be sharing stories and tips from drivers and officers.
Hi, welcome to the next episode of our podcast series. Today we're going to be talking about technology in the trucks and technology moving into the future with Continental Express. I've got here with me Ron Kuntz, who is our IT guy. He's in charge of anything and everything computers. And I've got Justin Poehler here with me, one of our local drivers.
Poehler,
sorry. These things get...
We call him that every once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Sorry, Justin Poehler. He's one of our local drivers. And we're going to be talking about some of the new technology in the trucks, some of the motives, the CEGO, things like that. Ron, you want to kick it off since you're the mastermind genius behind
sure.
all this?
Poor guy.
So one of the questions was asked is what Continental Express is doing for, you know, and incorporates technology now in the world. There's a couple big things now going around. There's big names like big analytics. Big data analytics is the kind of the buzzword now. Continental Express has done this for about the last 5 or 6 years, which kind of puts us in front of a lot of our customers, a lot of our drivers. We've been doing this for a little while now, but we try to stay ahead of the trend, try to maybe push the trend one way, you know, keep it going. A couple of these analytics that we do kind of gives us insights for the fleets, for either a dedicated fleet, OTR fleet, whatever we may be doing, helps us out with any kind of bottlenecks or load optimization, calculating the delays, and even poor customer infrastructure. I mean, we want to hear that. Our customers want to hear it. You know, if we need to jump in and say, hey, we're waiting, you know, 5-6 hours, I'm sure Justin here doesn't want to wait 5-6 hours. You know,
if you can use the technology to help the customers become more efficient.
Right.
It helps the drivers, it helps the customers, it helps the shippers, receivers. Yeah, that's actually really good.
Well, as a driver, Continental has a very good ratio of live unload, live loads versus drop and hooks, and they can both be for you or against you, but instead of sitting in a dock, you might be able to just drop, hook and empty and head out. So that is one of the big benefits of Continental is we have both. Like, you're not always going to have to sit in a dock. You can do a little bit of both.
And if the technology feeds into that, then it's only going to make it better all the way around for everybody.
Well, and like for planning, like if they know a load's a drop and hook, they can go, you know, if you need a little extra miles, like, hey, you're going to drop and hook and then take this load. Well, this load might be a live unload. Mm-hmm. So they can do that, like if they need to bump your miles up, because if you're going to drop and hook, you keep the wheels spinning.
Yeah.
And so that's a really good benefit here at Continental is that we have both of those opportunities.
Well, and the only way we know that too is the analytics side of things. You know, obviously we want to get you there safe and keep everybody safe on the road.
Yeah.
But then get the load and stuff delivered on time and or picked up on time or whatever, all that good stuff.
Yep.
Then you guys make money. Yeah. I mean, that's what it ultimately is.
We make money. Continental makes money.
Yeah. One of the big jumps in the technology is the CEGO and the tablets that we've went to. The thing I really like about it, one of my favorite things, is when it's actually updated, is being able to see your trailer temp and your fuel level and being able to track what your trailer's doing from the cab.
Especially for really critical freight, like flowers, bananas, that it has to be at that temperature. Yeah. And if that unit goes down, you only have a little bit of time to get it figured out, get it fired back up, or if you have a deep freeze load like -20 and it's 90 degrees outside, that unit goes down, like you gotta get it figured out, and if we can't see that temperature, we don't know what it's doing.
And I like how that it's color coded, like blue and red.
So if there's a problem or something's going wrong, you can instantly know, hey, I need to pull over and check my reefer. I love that you guys did that, and I applaud you for it, because that's something that me and other drivers have been talking about for probably about a decade. If we could just keep track of the reefer units inside the cab instead of having to pull over, because you could pull over and check your reefer in a safe spot and get out and make sure everything's okay and take off and go, and 2 minutes down the road the reefer,
you're out of fuel,
goes out or whatever, and you're not going to know until the next time you stop, which could be 2-3 hours down the road, and by then it could be too late. So
and one thing they did that was a step further is, like, if you're driving for 5-6 hours straight trying to keep time, and you're like, that temperature's kind of been the same, you can literally click on it, it'll blow it up, and it'll say, like, it updated at 1301.
Yeah.
Now it's, 3 o'clock or in the afternoon, it's like, it hasn't updated in like 3 hours, so might want to check it just because it hasn't updated. Again, technology, that how it gets to the computer screen or the tablet screen.
So one of the biggest questions we always get is, well, at least I get, is why in the world did you guys decide to do this and not buy something?
Yeah.
So I can tell you that story if you like.
All right.
Yeah.
It's some of it's kind of long, but it kind of paints a picture of what we're going to do in the future.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
Continental's been one of those companies where we're kind of a we practice a SaaS kind of infrastructure, which just is software service is all it is.
Oh, okay.
In the IT world, that's kind of like we build the software.
So SaaS is a software?
Software as a service. And what it really means is the software works for the company and not having to change the business for the software.
Gotcha. Okay.
So not all software can be customizable, and every business is different, including Continental.
So it's easier just to design it the way you want it.
Well, there's some caveats to it, but we tend to build based on best business practices, and it can be, a standard best business practice, or it can be Continental's best business practice. Now, Russ and I sometimes are on the same page most of the time. he and I kind of, the way I see it is he's built something from, the ground up.
Yeah.
So obviously he's got some good, we'll call them street smarts, truck smarts.
Yep.
He knows how to run the business, and it works well. So there's a lot of information that we can get out of him to build into the software.
He's going to have a lot of input on what he wants to, how he wants it to interact and with the drivers, and what information he wants them to see.
Right. And one of the things when I first started here is, he always says he wanted to be on top, kind of the leader, the trend setter.
Yeah.
And one of those number one things was, one, whatever we do, it's got to be safe.
Absolutely.
We want the drivers to, be safe on the road for not only them, we want you guys to go home, and Jay, Justin, you got a baby on the way, so.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were pregnant.
Yeah, he's pregnant.
I thought that was donuts.
You guys can't see JP, but him and I are. I think I got an 8-year-old, and his is about a 2.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
But not only, keeping you safe going home, everybody else on the road too, myself included, when I go home, we don't want that road rage, and we don't want technology to fuel that.
Yeah.
So CEGO was kind of developed more because we tried to find a package out there. We honestly did. And there was a few out there, and one would have something we really liked, but not what maybe this other one did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we sat down, and we went through a lot of trial and error, kind of, what do we want to do? So we started thinking about security-wise. That's going to be a big thing, especially technology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So we went with the Apple platform. We did not go with Android. Android's kind of a open source, so there's a lot of security issues in there.
Yeah,
iOS, which is Apple, you can do managed device platforms on there to kind of keep you even more locked down, so you know you're not watching Netflix or something
not surfing Facebook or anything.
That's right.
Yep.
One of the big things was obviously safety. We talked about that. So you know, driving down the road, we don't want certain buttons and things like that. We want the turn by turn location, that kind of stuff on. And then there was kind of where was I going with that? The communication piece of it, and we wanted you to feel kind of like you're next to, you know, myself, like maybe the next office over or something like that, that you can connect with us, that you're part of the team, you know, and you're not just out there driving.
Yeah.
I mean, we always said we can kind of almost do everything except for drive and fuel your truck.
Yeah, so, I mean, one of the things that I use, and I run dedicated, so I don't need to use it a lot, but I thoroughly enjoy the turn by turn. And it, you know, I've got Google Maps, which I was forced to use from time to time in an emergency, but it always assumes you're in a car,
right?
And
that's where you get in trouble.
It can route you through a trailer park, you know. And so, you know, when we got that and the turn by and it had the Google Map dish, you know, map to it and turn by turn, and I'm like, oh. But he said, you know, they told me it will only route you on truck safe roads.
Right.
It may not be a truck friendly road.
Right.
But it's at least legal for trucks to be on it. And I thought that is really amazing, because you look at some of these apps or some of these GPSs they're selling, they want $400, $500, $600 for them.
Oh yeah.
A lot of drivers just can't afford that kind of money. But, you know, like I said, and I don't need to use it because I'm on a dedicated route, but there are times where there's an accident, the road's shut down, and they detour you off until you get, and then you get to the top of the ramp, and there's no detour. I'm telling you which way you can go. You're in the middle of West Virginia mountains, one wrong turn, and you could be up and down in somebody's holler.
Start hearing some banjo music, don't you?
You could be in the middle of the woods somewhere on a gravel road going, how the heck did I get here? You know. really like the fact that the safety, just not so much the safety of it, but just the confidence it gives you, knowing that you're not guessing, hey, is that road residential? Is that
And we've had those issues just like any other technology. We always tell everyone, if you're using it's only a tool. That's right.
Exactly.
Because the GPS can be wrong. You know, we use a third party that does the maps for Google, does the maps for Ray McNally, everybody. There's one actual company that does it for everybody.
Oh, really? Okay.
So we use them. And actually here in the next, I don't know, I would say next 30 days, 30 to 60 days, we'll have a new version of this out, which is better maps.
I actually got to run that when I went to Texas. It is really nice.
Did you get on that beta version?
I was on that going to Texas. And I was going to touch when you were talking about, like, you wanted us to feel like you're, like, right there. I remember when I first got the CEGO app and I was testing it, driving over the road. I was on the phone with Aaron about an accident on the highway, and he was like, and he was all interested, like, where the CE app was, because we were testing it, it wasn't quite out to drivers yet. So he sends me a message, he's like, hey, buddy. And, like, as we're on the phone, I had my headset on, like, he literally could hear it come across.
Right.
Like, as soon as he hit the send button, like, you could hear the tablet say, hey, buddy.
That's one of the things we wanted, too, was speed.
Qualcomm, like, your messages could be delayed.
So
it was really interesting, and he thought it was funny. So, like, every time I call him, he'd be a joke, and he'd be like, what do you want, even though he's on the phone?
Right.
So he would, like, send me messages instead of talking, because it was, like, that quick.
And
I wanted to touch on that, because he was talking about how he wanted us to feel like we're, like, either right here, you know?
And so, it actually talks to you. I mean, it doesn't, thank goodness it doesn't say what Aaron said, or it doesn't sound like it.
Exactly.
But it's not just where, you know, our turn-by-turn stuff. We started, you know, that was one of the biggest things that we wanted to do. I tried to get away from calling them macros, because that's the old Qualcomm days. But that's what it is. I mean, it's communications of your loading and leaving messages and things like that. But
well, I mean, if you think about it,
add to
if you
it.
Think about it, like, almost every driver has a GPS in their screen.
Right.
So what you're doing is you're just taking that device out of the screen and putting it on their mm-hmm. dash and not in their window.
Yeah.
But, yep. you know, it's just a tool. Like, as a driver, you still need to plan your route and make sure
right.
which way it's routing you, that it's yeah. routing you the best way,
and
or which
that's...
way you think is the best way. Like, you still have to do your job and, like, and yeah. review the route, things like that, because it's just a tool. But it is really nice, the step-by-step, like, you know, you're cruising along, you know, rocking out to AC/DC, like you're out west, and it's like 400 miles, and all of a sudden it's like, in 2 miles, take exit. It's like, oh, whoa, I got to do something
kinda
here.
Kind of woke you up.
Yeah, you know, because you're yeah. kind of like in tunnel vision, you know, or
so,
something.
So the new version actually, like, talks you through.
Oh, it does it. Yeah.
It does it now.
It does it now.
Yeah.
But oh, okay.
You mentioned one thing about trip planning and stuff. When we first did this, you were one of the ones that were testing it first.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the ones, the reason we put that trip planning in
yeah.
there. I
yep.
mean, you didn't trip plan very
because,
well.
Well, one,
because
you were bad at it.
No, I was bad at it.
They had to give me like a printout. Like, you remember like the old Google Maps where it gives you the printout? That's what they had to do.
Yeah.
If you were going out to Utah or something like that, I mean, and you wanted to stop at grandma's house, you know,
yeah.
or someplace that was really good.
Well, and
good
it,
food.
The trip plan. That trip
you could
plan,
put that in there, and you could kind of figure
yeah.
out. Oh, I'm going to run out of hours mm-hmm. in, you know,
yeah, yeah,
X, Y, Z, or whatever.
That's kind of nice too. When you're going on a lengthy trip, that's going to take more than your time. It
right.
really gives you an area. Hey, somewhere around here, you're going to run out of time.
Well, it also
and it gives you fueling options and,
mm-hmm.
and stops. And,
well, it's really nice too. Like, say you pick up a trailer, and it's like you need to wash out and fuel. So
yeah.
you could be like, I want to add Gaffney Terminal or Sydney Terminal to my route.
Yeah.
So it'll
yeah.
route you there and
yeah.
it'll show you, know, your time. But when we first put the trip planner on there, at first it was kind of like, yeah, are we really going to use this a lot? But then when we got with Loves and Pilot, we got, you know, those are on the screen
yeah,
now. So
there.
Now it's like, okay, I think I'm going to run out of hours
right.
here. So you could click on that Loves and it'll say
yeah.
you're, you know, 40 miles away.
40 miles out.
And you look at your time, you're like, yeah, well, this is where I'm going to go. So you could hit add to trip and then it'll
yeah.
route you into the Loves and it'll actually show like your fuel prices and everything like that. Now, it's not as cool as, you know, the app on your phone because, you know, I'm always interested in what food is at that truck. So I don't, you know,
yeah,
I'm not really worried
yeah.
about it.
Yeah, you're
that's
eating,
what I'm
worried about. Yeah. You're eating for two, so.
Yeah. But the trip planner, like, that's what we came up with. Is
yeah,
it, and it was really nice. Yeah. So that way, or, you know, if you needed a truck wash or if they're like, hey, we need you to go to Meijer and pick
yeah.
up an empty. You could literally bring up Meijer
and
put it on your trip
and just
to go in and get your empty.
Yeah.
And it would, and it's really nice that, like, when that comes across, like,
your
trip
yeah.
is up. Like, you're not sitting there like, it's like,
yeah.
oh, it's not finding the address, and
yeah,
it's like right there.
Yeah, back
you know,
when I started, back in the days where we had abacuses and
abacuses.
Justin don't know what that is.
It's
that,
early math.
Was
like,
that early?
Oh,
early math. I don't know what that is.
Back before people could count. But,
oh,
yeah. But
was that back
in
like cab over days? Or?
Yeah, I had a
cab over days.
Yeah, I had a directions book. For customers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had my.
We room. Still have those.
Yeah, I still have.
But
one.
Now it's on the
and,
iPad too.
And I got.
I think mine's
map,
got like an
and
inch
I got
of
a
dust
map.
On it.
And what we used to have to do is we'd have to go where mm-hmm. we were to the customer, shipper or receiver, and figure it. And then we'd have to get into the direction book, and we'd have to write all this stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to look on there and figure out how many miles it legs each leg was, and. Then I had a truck stop book and I had to pull that sucker. And you could literally spend 45 minutes, you know, if you were new at it, it was nothing to spend 45 minutes to an hour to trip plan something to figure it all the way through.
Yeah.
And then, gosh forbid, if the direction book, when I got it, it was 10 years old. So it'd say, hey, turn left at the third light, but it didn't tell you that 3 years ago they put in two more lights. You know?
So now you had to get that app.
Was that back in the day where you had to go to the truck stop and order your food and then stand in line for the payphone to call in? And
yeah, that was back when the
yeah.
world was black and white.
Oh, okay.
Before color.
It was black.
Yeah.
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 So you get better fuel mileage that way.
Yeah, there you go. And but you know, I mean, and it's still good to have those tools
mm-hmm.
with you in case the technology fails. But
yep.
you literally took what some people would take hours.
I'm not sure many could
through.
Do it anymore.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
honestly, yeah.
yeah.
But some people would take like an hour or so while during their break when they could be sleeping or doing, you know, being getting doing a trip plan,
mm-hmm.
and then. with all the best of intentions, they get going onto their trip and then, oh, the road's closed or something happens or they got to reroute and now their whole trip plan's ruined and, you know, and nope, now I got to pull over to see where this is at and how to figure out how to get around. And you've literally got that down to where you can pull over and touch the screen and it instantly just routes you through. And
one of the things I like about
I think it's amazing.
One of the things I do like about our map is, like, I was going to Florida one time and I had my CB on and they were all hollering southbound, get off the highway, it's shut down, care flights on the ground. I'm like, oh, so I took my fingers and zoomed the map out.
Yeah.
And I seen the exit ramp and I looked over and there was it was an orange road, so that's truck route. And I'm like, oh, that's going to go right past the wreck. And with our mapping, we have live up-to-date traffic. So if you zoom it out, like it showed the red. It didn't say it was shut down, but it showed the red, the backup. And I'm like, so I zoomed it out. I'm like, okay, I can get off here, turn here and take this red, and it's going to run right past that wreck and jump back on. If I wouldn't have had that information, which the CB radio, which you know what CB radios are. You know?
Yeah.
But without
back in
that,
my day, we just had styrofoam cups and really long
Long, well, so if I had not had that information or been able to like zoom that out,
styrofoam back then?
I would have been stuck in that backup.
I was ahead of my time.
I made your own.
So, and because of that technology, because I was able to do that, I was able to get around that wreck and keep moving, where I would have been stuck in the wreck where it was shut down.
And a lot of times now, if it sees that the road's closed, it'll tell you, hey, alternate route, faster route available.
Do you
want to
do it or not?
And you can just hit the button and it automatically reroutes.
And you can zoom, and you can also zoom in on that, and it'll show you what it's routing you around.
And I like the weather app. The weather.
I was
going to
say, there's other tools and stuff in there. We have the weather stuff, and the weather fog kind of follows you. We also included the vacation vacation calendar. You can kind of see which vacations that you put in.
Oh, I looked
in.
At that thing in Pretoria. I was like, come on, vacation. Let's go.
And then, you know, we have pay stuff. So, you know, you guys don't have your pay stubs and stuff anymore. We all do it online, but there's a different way to get there. But we actually put it in the...
You
can kind of get a quick overview to say, this is the money,
this is the money I'm getting,
or my wife's getting,
or whatever.
And for security reasons, we had decided that it would be a good idea to make it password protected. So, like, if your truck's sitting outside and it's like, hey, you know, I could, you know, two buttons, I could look at your pay. So we made it where it's password protected. Yeah. You have to put in your password and then you can view your pay stub, see what kind of money you're getting or not getting.
You break down or something and forget to log out or something happens and somebody gets in your truck.
A lot of the stuff, we can do that remotely. So if you're off the side of the road, and I don't know. You know, whatever you're doing.
I mean,
and we decide it's time for you to log out, or
I mean,
or you're stealing our iPad.
You're done.
No good to you.
I would hate to think that someone would do it, but you know, if there's a driver who thinks maybe he's not getting enough miles or something like that, and he sees someone, maybe he's going to get nosy because it does show your miles for the last 7 days and what you're running. But it's a very good tool. You know, you can go on there and see what, you know, see what your pay was, what kind of miles you had, things like that. So
we do projection pay.
Projection.
So
if you
want to
make a certain
amount
of money and you...
Hey, so far in the year, you're here. If you
want to get
here,
to make whatever.
What kind of things are we looking in the near future or distant future? Are they what's your dream overall? Like, this is, I really would love to put this on there. You know,
one of the big things were, there's a couple things that's coming out here quickly, along with the CEGO piece of it. A lot of our new trucks can do CarPlay. So there's a third screen that these trucks come with. So we're going to... basically, you put it on an iPhone and CarPlay it over to the trucks. There's the screens right there. We might as well use their technology as well.
And that's what they'll have company-issued iPhones to run the Apple Play.
That's the plan.
Now, what actually is that? You say it's CarPlay?
CarPlay. So, basically, kind of streams over to the screen that's already built into the Freightliners.
The new trucks have two screens.
The one screen
is your all-digital dash, and the second screen is like your radio... And eventually they'll have, like, even your temperature control is all going to be digital.
Oh, wow.
But the screen that has like your radio and all your equipment information and stuff like that, you'll be able to use the phone to run it, so we won't have to have the iPads anymore. It'll run right off of that screen.
Oh, wow.
And then you'll have, like, a company-issued iPhone. So, like, so now when you go into, like, a receiver and they're like, hey, I need your number to call you, you could give them that number instead of your personal number. So,
but we're incorporating a lot of the CEGO stuff with our camera system and stuff. We've been using the same camera system now for, were you here when
it's been
5 or 6 years?
Yeah, when five, six, 7 years.
Yeah, when I first started, we didn't have cameras. They were just starting to put them in. And I admit, as a driver, I was against, when I knew that it was an inside camera, I was against it. But, you know, the more I drove, I'm like, you know, why do I worry about a camera looking at me? As long as, if I'm doing my job and not doing something I shouldn't be doing, then... Right. Why worry about it?
And then, there was a lot of pushback and things. I think just industry in general. I mean, finding out that, you know, it's beneficial to you. It's beneficial to the owner of the truck, if it was an owner operator or, you know.
Well, and not only that, like the camera that points inside is only operational when you're moving, when you're driving.
When an event happens. Yeah. So it's got to be like a high G or picking his nose, something like that.
Which I do all the time.
We don't want that.
You probably get millions of hits from me.
A lot of people were worried about, like, if they're at a truck stop, you know, the camera's on, they were worried about privacy, but... If you after it 5 minutes off, you see the red light, so the inside camera is off, so it's not watching you back there watching, you know, Looney Tunes or whatever.
Yeah, and not only that, but if you're worried about privacy, pull the curtains closed.
Well, then you only have like a little itty bitty room, like.
Well, no, if you got window curtains,
we're not all cool like you.
Yeah,
someday.
But I
maybe Junior. Yeah.
The other things we've been seeing though too is we get you know, we talked about big data analytics. We get analytics from this kind of stuff though too, and driver behavior. So a lot of times you may not know, and everybody's the perfect driver, and it's that's not what it's about. It's, you know, seeing the trends of, hey, we've seen, you know, the statistics of this happening causes this. And it can change the driver's habit then. Obviously, it make you more safe for you and everybody else out there. And, you know, I think now it's pretty much a standard in the trucks.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, just any company you go to. Because there were guys like, I'm not working for this company, they got inside cameras, but now, like, everyone's running them. Because if there is an accident, heaven forbid, like, obviously none of us want to be in accidents or anything, but they've got to be able to prove without a doubt that you were not distracted.
Well, you know, you got those big lawyer companies that all they are interested in is the bottom dollar and it's always the big trucker's fault.
Well, they could have this video that clearly shows that they were at fault. But then they go, well, we don't know what that driver was doing, so he could have been distracted. Now, all of a sudden, the trucking company's got to hand out a $2 million check.
Well, but I've still never seen
a $2 million check, but I'd like to.
It's all about accountability. So it's accountability on us drivers that are driving the truck.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the normal folk, let's just say, you know, if it is our fault, we want to be responsible for it.
And we can prove it then, and
that's fine.
Own up to it.
You're going to own up to it.
Do the right thing.
Exactly.
The thing that, you know, that I've always stood on here is, you know, all this stuff is a slow progression towards autonomous driving trucks someday. Someday you get in the truck and say, hey, we want to go here. Probably not going to be in my driving lifetime.
Not mine either. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind if they got to the point where you could get on the highway and, like, push autopilot, and then I could, like, turn to my bunk and, like...
Yeah, jump in the back and take a nap, well, wake up, you know, oh, I'm here.
Or I could, like, turn my seat to my bunk and, like, make a sandwich and, you know, turn on Garfield or something.
Well, there is a company out there. I was talking to a guy, I sat through a conference, that he was talking about something like that, but it was team drivers. So you would have two trucks...
Yeah.
The one truck is following the other one. Yeah. So, Dave, you're responsible for both trucks. You're sleeping. So, Justin, you're sleeping back there. But it's following you. They were talking about long, like, 500-mile stretches.
That'd be like California to Ohio kind of stuff.
Yeah,
or, you know,
where you meet up at a certain place, and that's what it's doing.
Yep.
And then, you know, when your hours are done, you know, somehow you wake him up, shock him, whatever. And, you know, then he takes off, you know, and then you can do that. Now, yeah, there's a lot of trust involved in that, and I don't think I would be able to sleep.
If I ever team drove, it would have to be someone I really, really trusted.
Well, they're not in the truck with you. There's somebody ahead of you.
Oh,
you're following that truck. Following
that makes me feel even better.
Yeah, see? See like what I mean? Like there's nobody to talk to and nobody in there.
Yeah, like a tractor beam. But, I mean, all in all, the biggest thing is with all this technology is great, and it's very helpful. It's time-saving immensely, mm-hmm. and it really has made our jobs as drivers so much easier, so much quicker. I mean, there's little kinks here and there, and some people don't like change, but overall, a lot of this stuff has made a humongous difference in a lot of people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
But that being said, you still have to maintain control of the truck. You still can't passively just go, well, this thing steers itself, and it'll hold its speed and keep its distance, and you still want to make sure you're in control of that truck, and you're looking ahead and looking in your mirrors and watching what you're doing, not staring at the blue line on the screen wondering where you're turning next.
Exactly.
All this technology is wonderful, but
you got security issues then too. Yeah. You know, what if
someone hacked us and we get a little screen?
Nine-year-old kid starts hacking these, trucks. I mean, it can happen. I mean, we've seen it happen, now, and you know, that's another piece of technology is, the data security part of it. And one of the reasons we use an IBM I here, and one of the reasons we keep that
is it's
secure.
To keep the security,
is top notch.
Yeah, because, I mean, as much as, say, you need to maintain control of your truck, and you need to be responsible, and you need to be in control of what's going on.
Yeah.
There are people out there that are going to let the technology do a lot of their thinking for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody gets into that and starts screwing with it and changing routing and changing the, they're going to, it told me to turn here. I know there's no road, but it said to turn, so I just did.
Well, I mean, and you go into a pond. Well,
and there's also,
there's also
a lot of, in my opinion, there's a lot of sensitive information, even on a driver's tablet, like, our pay information's there, who we're hauling for,
stuff like that. In my opinion,
there's a lot of sensitive
Your driver's license, pictures on there.
And even if I would go out there and I'd steal your iPad and try to sell it, it's still no good to anybody. You can wipe it, you can think you can jailbreak it, you can do any of that. You can't. You can't with iOS. You cannot with Apple the way we have it set up.
Good.
It just does not work that way. Androids, it does. Well, that's one reason we went with iOS.
You're saying nobody would want Justin's iPad?
No.
If someone's going to steal my identity, can you please take my bills? That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, exactly. Take your debt.
Take my debt.
Did you add some zeros to the left side of my paycheck?
The left side? You mean the right side?
The left side of the decimal.
There you go.
Okay.
Add some zeros to that, please. Wow.
For Continental Express, though, I mean, we've got a lot of things in the pipeline, so.
So have you done a lot with the new Motive? Have you had any workings with that, or is that its own?
That's a package we actually bought.
Okay.
That's our hours of service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was something we talked about, building our own, kind of like the CEGO. However, that gets a little more into, regulations and things. And one, it's probably not a good idea for the company to create their own hours of service.
Got some self-interest involved here.
Yeah, you got a little self-interest. Plus, you got to keep up on everything. And
there's so much that
code.
Can be it's left for interpretation with the hours of service, like how we're doing it versus how DOT thinks we should be doing it versus how, there's a lot of interpretation which can leave a driver.
I'm sure there's a lot of legal stuff in there, and you've got to get certified and all that stuff. It's just not something Continental was interested in at the time.
Yeah, and that makes sense, too.
Every year,
rules change, and you'd be constantly in there be a never-ending loop. So
far, our ELD is, with GoMotive now, is proving its point, you know, of us going to it. So I think we're happy with it. And, you know, that's something that we integrated too within to CEGO. That's another reason with CEGO. You know, if we switch ELD providers, excuse me, you know, it's not much of a change for us. We can we can put that into the CEGO. You know, same thing with trailer tracking. And, you know, it's unlimited, you know, the amount of stuff that we can do.
And it's really nice on the CEGO app that it's integrated with Motive, because you can see your hours at the top. So you're not constantly going back and forth.
But that's the same thing starts with the
It's not 100%, but it's close. But at least you don't have to keep jumping back and forth between two apps. Like, if you're close to the end of the day and you got like 30 minutes left, like you want to watch it closer, but it gives you an idea of where your time's at.
and you still, I mean, if you drove for any amount of time, you still know, you want to mentally know, hey, by this time of the day, I need to be parked and done. I'm going to be close to being out of hours. It should be all part of, I mean, even though it will trip plan for you to a degree, you still need to trip plan.
There's a lot of false positives in there in your trip planning. And
you still want to have a mental picture. You still want to think for yourself.
Right.
And you know, you don't want to rely on the technology to do everything for
you. It's a tool. It's just like anything else, you know.
You got to think for yourself. Like, you know, it's like, okay, I got this much time. I can make it past this truck stop or this rest area, but what's south of there?
Exactly.
You can make it to and make it there safely. And, you know, that's one of the issues in trucking today is there's so many trucks out there that if you're not parked by a certain time, you might not find a parking spot. So then you got to keep moving. So you want to allow yourself time to find a spot and not like run down to the last minute and pull into a truck stop. Oh, this place is full. You know, so you gotta plan ahead.
And dispatch going, hey, I'm out of hours, but this place, there's no parking. Well, why did you passed seven truck stops in the last half hour. Why did you?
Yep, they're all full.
You checked every one of them? Oh, no, but I could get this far. So, it's lazy. Yeah, the technology is great, but you still have to use you still have to use your brain. You still have to think it through and use common sense.
CEGO is not done by any means. I mean, we're constantly updating it with you guys' input. Probably 95% of our changes is because of somebody saying, hey, it's, you know, this would be nice or whatever it may be.
I mean, I can still remember when I first got it. That when Continental had asked me to take it on the road, just, you know, kind of see what I think. And like, and it was like at the very beginning stages. And like, I remember when I first got it, it didn't even have the, how much like distance and time remaining. And I was like, and I was like, the first thing I was like, man, like that's something I like I use daily, like how many miles is left versus how much time.
How much time, how many miles,
And
I
so,
when I first got it, there was still a lot of bugs to work out. It was still a little glitchy here and there.
Part of the building phase, you know, testing phase.
But now, I mean, now it runs nice and smooth. It seems to go good. I mean, there's times in a day where it'll just shut off and it reboot itself. Is that
some kind of an update? Usually,
just an update or something. A lot of times
we're all using cell connection though too. So I mean,
so if you have a low signal,
you know, Kentucky, like one of them roads, you know, and you hear the banjo music, you probably don't have cell service.
Feel like Continental did a great job when they ruled the CEGO app out. Like, they didn't just like take all the trucks at once and slam it in. Like, they kept putting it in. Data was coming in to dispatch. The dispatchers were getting used to the new system, and they just kept putting it in. Then drivers were giving more feedback, and like they slowly kept changing it over instead of one big change at a time, because it was a lot of information for drivers to learn, because you had your mapping, how you send your messages, and like it was a lot to take in, but they did a great job of
they did
so many trucks, you know, at a time.
I mean, I will say that it is very user friendly. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to maneuver. It's very simple to figure out. Well, it's not complicated at all.
I'd be surprised.
I remember that when we had Qualcomm, one of the biggest things I always didn't like was I had to remember my manifest number so I could type it in. So now, like with the CEO app, like you hit loaded leaving, like your manifest, like it knows exactly, like it puts it in there, and then you just have to fill in your trailer and all that. Yeah. But I remember when we on Qualcomm, I was always like, oh, what was my manifest number?
Yeah,
you
know?
So and it, but it's really again? Quick. It's just like do, and you know, and then bam, your message is off. You're, you know, they get
that was
it.
One reason we did that is to make it easy, quick. Yeah. We want those messages. We need those.
Yeah, because then dispatch messages. Gets your loaded leaving. They dispatch you. Your trailer pops. Up your maps there, you're good to go.
Well,
my point of it was the customers needed it, you know. We needed those macros to they want to know where their load's at, and we can say, well, you know, Justin or Dave or whoever, they left the location. I mean, we had GPS coordinates and we send them that stuff all day long, but
now
they want to physically know that.
How far out is he? When's he going to be? Is he stopped on the side of the road? What's going on?
Plus, it helps. You know, here, you know, I said we use an IBM Hi, which we do, but we have a lot of logistics programs here that can say, you know, maybe for whatever reason, let's just say we project you to be at the shipper maybe 2 hours, and you get done in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You send us that resets everything here, and it says, well, we might be able to get you on a better load now.
Right.
You make more money.
Yeah, because you're,
We use your hours of service efficiently. You get more miles. Everybody's happy.
And, why the macros, they work so perfect, because, like, you send, like, arrived at shipper. And, like, so you're sitting in the bullpen, it's like, oh, hey, you got a door. So now you send unloading at shipper. So it's like, okay. Most likely he's in a door. So that way, then they can go, okay, well, if he's in a door, maybe he's going to be there a couple hours, so they can start trip planning your next plan.
Yep.
But it also works because, you know, if we have to charge detention, like they see, okay, you sat here for like, you arrived at the shipper in an hour, and then you sent loaded leaving. Well, there was an hour gap. So, okay, you sat here, you sat outside for an hour, and then you went to a door, and like, they can track exactly how long you were there.
How long you were there and where you were at.
Yeah, and that's
within so much.
And then it's good feedback. So it's like, if this place is holding us up for like 6 hours, maybe we're going to, it's just so guys know.
Yeah. So, well, and any closing thoughts on that? There's a lot of, I mean, we could talk about this for hours and hours.
Oh, yeah.
The technology's just never going to stop.
Maybe it'll be technology 102 instead of 101. Next time.
So, any closing thoughts or anything coming down the pike you want to
we're updating all the time and trying to keep up with all the trends, creating new trends, pushing new trends.
Any new apps or any spoilers coming out in the near future?
I don't want to spoil it.
We're
doing some YMS stuff, so yard management systems. So we'll be doing that stuff for a lot of the spotters. Justin will be involved in that.
You got any closing thoughts, or what do you think?
No, I am excited to see what's going to come down the pipeline. I mean, like Ron said, the CEGO app, they're constantly updating, and it's getting better. You know, we're getting more and more information, like the live traffic, the truck stops, so it's kind of exciting to see where things are going to go and where it's leading. I mean, technology, I don't think there's ever like a dead end road on technology, but it's definitely making the company better. It makes our jobs better. So I'm just excited to see where it's heading, and unfortunately, I feel like I'm kind of fortunate to be on the front line, like with this.
I helped
a lot with the CEGO app, and I look forward to helping in the future if I can testing things.
Lots of headaches from you.
When you're able to test the stuff out and help them with it, you're one of the first ones familiar with it. So when other drivers come out, you can help them with it. It's good. And that's the one thing about this technology is it's never going to stop. It's going to keep upgrading and updating and getting better. And it's
that's why
in the years I've been driving, it has definitely changed the industry and the way you do things. Immensely for the drivers. So I want to thank you guys for showing up. This has been great.
Yep.
It's been a lot
Thanks
of fun.
Thanks for having us.
Jeff, Justin, I want pictures of the baby when it comes.
I don't think mine's ever coming out.
So that wraps up our podcast on technology. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for watching.